listening service. Diplomatic comedy. Abe and Bush aggravate comfort women controversy. The news conference involving top U.S. and Japanese leaders in Washington Friday will surely go down in diplomatic history. Meeting with reporters after the summit, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe reiterated his half-hearted apology over the comfort women issue. U.S. President George W. Bush said he accepted it. What kind of comedy is this? It was like a perpetrator apologizing to a spectator instead of the one injured. The two global leaders have thus added insult to injury, aggravating the international controversy. Premier Abe's remarks on World War II sex slavery highlighted the vagueness of the Japanese language, which he appeared to use to his advantage. Abe said he had deep-hearted sympathies that the people who had to serve as comfort women were placed in extreme hardships and expressed his apologies for the fact that they were placed in that sort of circumstance. Nowhere is there an acknowledgement of Japanese military's coercion or governmental responsibility being taken. This is little better than saying nothing at all. Rather, a conscientious Japanese paper's criticism of the Abe-Bush exchange came as a refreshing shock. The Asahi Shimbun, Japan's largest and most influential daily, pointed out Abe has yet to apologize to the comfort women themselves, who are the ones most deserving of an apology. Prime Minister Abe didn't seem to care about domestic criticism at all. How could he make an abrupt apology now that it has also become a problem in the United States? We are curious, too, why Abe apologized only in, if not to, America. Abe's political slogan is to make Japan a beautiful country, free of bad memories and actively contribute to the creation of new global order. No foreign country ought to interfere with this, but rather ought to help. However, the Japanese leader should know that if a country is to free itself from its past, it should clearly sort out the bad things from the good and sufficiently reflect on them instead of trying to make them disappear, as Abe is trying to do now. Historical facts never vanish. No less worrisome are the attitudes of some U.S. leaders, including Bush, on this issue. As Francis Fukuyama rightly pointed out, there are few Americans who would side with Tokyo if Asia is split into two, Japan and the rest, over this issue. This is why we are regretful as well as concerned about Bush's reckless acceptance of Abe's apology. U.S. Congressman Mike Honda was right when he said, "Why should the U.S. president accept the Japanese premier's apology? He wasn't a victim of sex slavery." Japan may not even respond to a non-binding U.S. House of Representatives resolution calling for Tokyo to acknowledge its role in the tragedy even if it is adopted. Then not only the 200,000 victims, but also the whole world will point to the Bush-Abe summit and their following news conference.